רדיו תאוויסופלבה, FM 107 და 4. ისრაელი და ჰამასის ექსტრემისტული დაჯგუფება შეთანხმდნენ სულ ცოტა 72 საათით შეწყვიტონ ცეცხლის შეთანხმების მიხედვით მხარეების შორის ცეცხლის შეწყვეტა სამშაბათს დილის 8 საათიდან. როიტერის სააგენტოს ინფორმაციით მხარეები დათანხმდნენ ეგვიპტის წინააღმდეგ ცეცხლის შეწყვეტის თაობაზე მას შემდეგ, რაც პალესტინელთა დაჯგუფებების ჰამასისა და ისლამური ჯიჰადის წარმომადგენლები კაიროში შეხვდნენ ეგვიპტის დაზვერვის ხელმძღვანელს. ამ შეხვედრაში არ მონაწილეობდა ისრაელი. ეგვიპტის გეგმის მიხედვით მოგვიანებით ჩავლენ კაიროში ისრაელის და პალესტინელთა წარმომადგენლები, რათა შეთანხმდნენ ცეცხლის შეწყვეტის უფრო გრძელვადიან პერიოდზე. შეერაღებული კონფლიქტი ისრაელსა და ჰამას შორის ერთი თვე აგრძელდება. ამ პერიოდში დაიღუპა 1800-მდე პალესტინელი, 60-ზე მეტი ისრაელელი სამხედრო და 3-მშვიდობიანი ისრაელი მოქალაქე. გაროს გენერალური მდივანი ბანკიმონი მოუწოდებს აზერბაიჯანის და სომხეთის ძალებს ცეცხლის შეწყვეტის პირობების შესრულებისკენ. ბანკიმონის განცხადებაში ნათქვამია, რომ ის მხარს უჭერს ეუთოს მინსკის ჯგუფის მცდელობებს ვითარების დეესკალაციასთან დაკავშირებით. გაროს დევნილთა სააგენტომ განაცხადა, რომ 2014 წელს უკრაინიდან რუსეთში 730,000 ადამიანი გადავიდა აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მიმდინარე ბრძოლების გამო. UNHCR-ის ევროპის განყოფილების დირექტორის განცხადებით, ამაში შედის ის 168,000 უკრაინის მოქალაქეც, რომლებმაც რუსეთის მიგრაციის სამსახურს მიმართეს. დამატებით 117,000 ადამიანი გახდა იძულებით გადაადგილებული პირი უკრაინის შიგნით. შვეიცარიამ გამოაცხადა, რომ გაამკაცრებს სანქციებს უკრაინის კრიზისთან დაკავშირებით და შავსიას 26 ადამიანს დაუმატებს, რუსეთის მოქალაქეებს და პრორუს უკრაინელებს. შვეიცარიის ეკონომიკის განათლების და კვლევის ფედერალურმა დეპარტამენტმა დღეს განაცხადა, რომ სანქციები მოსკოვს უკრაინის კრიზისში შესრულებული როლისთვის დაეკისრა. შვეიცარიის სანქციები დიდწილად იმეორებს ევროკავშირის მიერ გასულთვის შექმნილ შავსიას. ეს ძალაში დღეიდან შედის. მიხელ სააკაშვილს და ვანო მერაბიშვილს პროკურატურამ ახალი ბრალდება წარუდგინა პარლამენტარის ვალერი გელაშვილის ცემასთან დაკავშირებით. პროკურატურის განცხადებით, მიხელ სააკაშვილმა ვალერი გელაშვილის ფიზიკური ანგარიშის წორება დაავალა საქართველოს შინაგან საქმეთა იმჟამინდელ მინისტრს იონე მერაბიშვილს, რომელმაც დავალების შესრულება შეძლო მის დაქვემდებარებაში მყოფი სპეციალური ოპერატიული დეპარტამენტის დირექტორის ერეკლე კოდუას ორგანიზებით. თბილისის საკრებულომ დაამტკიცა დედაქალაქის მთავრობის ახალი შემადგენლობა, მათ შორის მერის მოადგილეები. თბილისის მერის პირველი მოადგილის თანამდებობა დაიკავა კულტურის მინისტრის ყოფილმა მოადგილემ ალექსანდრე მარგიშვილმა. მერის მოადგილეები გახდნენ ნინა ხატისკაცი, გიორგი ხელაია, გიორგი სოლომონია და ალუდა გოგლიჩიძე. ახალი მერის დავით ნარმანიას თქმით, კანდიდატები მან პროფესიონალიზმის, მაღალი კვალიფიკაციის და მრავალმხრივი სამუშაო გამოცდილების მიხედვით შეარჩია. რაც შეეხება თბილისის რაიონების გამგებლებს, ბარემ ჩამოთვლის საბურთალოს გამგებელი გახდა ბექამი ქაუტაძე, ვაკის გივიჭი ჭინაძე, მთაწმინდის გელა არჩვაძე, ჩუღურეთის ზურაბ ჩიკველაძე, დიდუბის ირმა ზავრადაშვილი, ნაძალადევის ზაზა გაბუნია, გლდანის ბესი ქარცივაძე, კრწანისის გიორგი კოპალეიშვილი, ისნის ვახტან ქიზიყურაშვილი, სამგორის კი მამუკა ჩოქური. საკრებულოს ოპოზიცია თბილისის მთავრობის ოპოზიციამ არ დაუჭირა თბილისის მთავრობის შემადგენლობას მხარი. თბილისის მერი დავით ნარმანია ვარდების მოედანზე მდებარე ველოსიპედის სკულპტურის გადატანას აპირებს. ამის შესახებ მან დღეს ჟურნალისტებს განუცხადა, მან თქვა, ასეთი უსახური და გაურკვეველი წარმომავლობის სკულპტურა იქ არ უნდა იდგეს, სადაც დგასო. მან ალტერნატივად განაცხადა, შეიძლება მაგალითად 9-წლიანი მართველობის სიმბოლოდ დავდგათ ქალაქის შემოგარენში, რომ ტურისტებს საშუალება ჰქონდეთ ნახონ, როგორი მიდგომები იყო ძეგლებთან და საერთოდ არქიტექტურის განვითარებასთან დაკავშირებითო. განაცხადა დედაქალაქის მერმა, რაც შეეხება სხვა ძეგლების გადატანას, დავით ნარმანიამ თქვა, რომ კონკრეტულად ამასთან დაკავშირებით გააცხადება მიღებული არ არის. მანვე თქვა, საკრებულოს შესაბამისი სამსახური მუშაობს ამ საკითხთან დაკავშირებით და ასევე ქალაქის განვითარების თაობაზე მე არ ვაპირებ ამ საკითხებთან დაკავშირებით ერთპიროვნული გადაწყვეტილებების მიღებას, თქვა დავით ნარმანიამ. კულტურისა და ძეგლთა დაცვის ყოფილი მინისტრი გურამოდი შარია პრემიერ-მინისტრის მრჩევლად დაინიშნა. პრემიერის პრესსამსახურში განაცხადეს, რომ ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილმა ოდიშარეს მრჩევლად დანიშნვის შესახებ ბრძანებას 31 ივლისს მოაწერა ხელი. უახლოეს პერიოდში გამოქვეყნდება ეს დოკუმენტი მთავრობის ადმინისტრაციის ვებგვერდზე. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტი გიორგი მარგველაშვილი ნატოს წევრი ქვეყნების ელჩებს შეხვდა. პრეზიდენტის ადმინისტრაციის პრესსამსახურის ინფორმაციით, მხარეებმა დიდ ბრიტანეთში სექტემბერში დაგეგმილ ნატოს სამიტზე განსახილველ საკითხებზე იმსჯელეს და ყურადღება საქართველოს ნატოში გაწევრიანების პროცესზე გაამახვილეს.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Here we go. It's Border Crossings request time. My name's Larry London. We've got an hour of your favorite music. You asked us to play it, so we will. For the next 60 minutes, also, we have the Now 51 CD and the Mandatory Fun CD from Weird Al to give away. I'll talk more about that in just a couple of minutes. We're going to get things started with the Rolling Stones and a request from Ian, who listens to us in the UK, as we start me up. Stones on Border Crossings. From the album Tattoo You, and that is Start Me Up. Ian requested the song. Thank you for joining us, Ian, and welcome to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. Speaking of the Rolling Stones, there is an author, and he's written a book about one of the Rolling Stones. You may recall one of the founders originally, his name, Brian Jones. And Brian Jones was found dead 45 years ago in his swimming pool, in his backyard in Sussex, England. And there is an author whose name is Terry Rawlings, who's put out a book called Brian Jones, Who Killed Christopher Robin? And in his book, which came out last week, he theorizes that this was a cover-up, that the guy did not drown, he was murdered. And there's a cover-up. So there you go. In the drama of the Rolling Stones, yet another chapter. Hey, if you'd like to join us on Border Crossings, my telephone is open, and Vince is answering, 202-619-2077. Give us a call. Again, it's 202-619-2077. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to Twitter and send us a tweet, BCVOA, or Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And say hello to us there. Fikerte Lima did. Yok Ung, Endale Baruch, Tamiru Kiefel, Fidel Quitty, Abdu Zarmo, Berman Quajo, and Abraham Tesfe all have become fans of our Facebook page in the last 24 hours. So join us right there at Facebook.com/VOA Larry London, which is where Ledet Neymar Jr. is listening in Ethiopia, and he's got us up on his Facebook page and said, I've been listening for a year, and this is my very first request. Well, Ledet, thank you very much for requesting. It's about time. And the request is for this song from John Legend called All of Me.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head. Give your all to me. Give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all.
Every dance with the guy who gives you the eye to let him hold you tight. You can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine, like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
I know. Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart,
oh,
don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but don't forget who's taking you home and in whose
whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Say the dance.
The last dance.
Right here on Border Crossings, loving the Drifters way back in the day. Jan in Holland requested that song. What a great one from a group that gave us so many R&B hits back in the 50s and 60s. The Drifters, who also sang Up on the Roof and featured Benny King on Stand By Me and so many other hits. But Jan in Holland, thank you for listening to our show, Border Crossings. I also want to say hello to Roger Wayne, Fidel Quifty, Etienne in Kigali, Kumator Abo, Nigeria, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Victor Kanyembo Chabala, who's tuned in, and Robin Jones, who said hi and put a little message on our Facebook page. You can join us on the phone if you'd like and make your request, 202-619-2077. And Vince will answer the call. You can make a request and also enter our giveaway. And we are taking calls and email and Facebook and Twitter messages to enter the contest. We're giving away the Now That's What I Call Music Volume 51 CD, loaded with some of the biggest hits, 20 of the biggest hits from this multi-platinum collection that comes out every so often with another slew of hit music. And Katy Perry's on it, and Ariana Grande, and Iggy Azalea. They're all there on this Now 51 CD we're giving away. And we're also giving away the CD that was number one a couple of weeks back, Weird Al Yankovic, and his Mandatory Fun CD, which has parody versions of today's biggest hits. So it kind of, you know, goes in sync with one another. So we're going to do that all throughout August. And if you want to enter our random selection listener of the day giveaway this week, it's with email and Facebook, Twitter, phone calls. Next week, we will take phone call listeners to win. Phone in to win next week on the show. But this week, it's a random selection from yours truly. All right, coming up next, a Facebook request from Evelyn Sono, who says, please, I would love to hear a song for everybody here in Zimbabwe. And the song that I'd like to hear is by Nicki Minaj and Rihanna. And this song is called Fly on Border Crossings.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise, to fly, to fly. Yo. I wish today it would rain all day. That'll kind of make the pain go away. Trying to forgive you for abandoning me. Praying, but I think I'm still an angel away. Angel away, yeah, strange in a way. Maybe that is why I chase strangers away. They got their guns out aiming at me. But I become Neo when they aiming at me. Me, me, me against them. Me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just surmising. I win, thrive, soar, higher, 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 more, fire.
To fly, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise.
box me in. Painting their own pictures and they crop me in. But I will remain where the top begins. Cause I am not a word, I am not a line. I am not a girl that can ever be defined. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. See, we become alive in a time of fear. And I ain't got no motherfucking time to spare. Crying my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your nays become yays. Yankee Stadium with Jay's and Kanye.
To fly, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise, to fly. To thrive, I came to win, to survive, to prosper, to rise, to fly, to fly.
Border Crossings, and you've got the sounds of Rihanna and Nicki Minaj, and yesterday we spoke about Rihanna and her new fragrance for men coming out, Rogue Man, that's coming out in September. Today, Nicki Minaj is in the news for several different reasons. First of all, she appears in a new magazine called The Fader, and in it she says that showbiz kills a lot of people. And she talks about this being a very difficult business, and she also talks about her career, and she said that, you know, that she cries a lot often about her family, the effect of all of this on her family, her being in show business. Her third album is out. It's called The Pink Print, and she's changed her image a little bit. She softened it. She talks about that. She fired her stylist and got a new stylist, and so she doesn't really wear pink wigs and pink lipstick anymore, but she's very sensual, very sexual. She put out a new single a couple weeks ago and put out the cover to the new single, which is a close-up photo of her butt, and that's what it is, just a photo of her butt with a thong. So very interesting. But hey, Nicki Minaj, you know, when you're an artiste, you do some artistic things and you take some creative liberties. But the magazine hits the stands August 26th if you want to pick up a copy and read all about it. She talks all about her mom's role in her career as well. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings, and coming up next, we have a request from Nigeria and Chima Joseph, who's listening to our show today, and says, please pray for everyone affected by Ebola. And absolutely, they have a couple of Americans who contracted the virus in Africa that have just been transported back to the United States. They're now in hospital being kept in confinement under very, very sterile conditions. And they're being treated with this new drug that I understand is a you know, experimental drug. It's not something that's really been tested much or released ever before. So they're being treated with this. And the doctors at the hospital are saying, and this is their quote, it's so far bringing miraculous results. So if, in fact, this drug is the magic cure, then I think that we'll get that to Africa, and right away we'll be able to right this ugly, horrible situation that's affecting so many people. All right, Chima Joseph, here's your request. Michael Jackson, appropriate for what we're talking about. This is a song called Heal the World on The Voice of America.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space. forgiving. We try, but you'll see, in this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams, stop existing and start living. Always growing, make a better world, make a better world. Heal the world,
make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying, if you care enough for living, make a better place for you. This world is ahead of me. Because love, we fly so high, let our spirits never die. In my heart, I feel you are all my brothers. Create a world with no fear. Together we'll cry happy tears. So the nations turn their swords into plowshares. We could.
ჩებში ადამიანებს იმის გამო რომ აქვთ გრძელი თმა, განსხვავებული შეხედულება არ ბევდნენ.
The Georgian soldiers have performed professionally.
ქართველმა ჯარისკაცებმა გამოავლინეს პროფესიონალიზმი, კომპეტენტურობა და დიდი სიმამაცე.
Great courage.
ერთად ვიყავით ჭირში, წინში. მოწუხართებმა უკვე გაწმინდა კავშირი.
ყველაზე მნიშვნელოვანი მოვლენები ოლგვირაულ მიმოხილვაში. კვირაობით საღამოსა და ღამის ეთერში. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Is finally and permanently That is called War, a request from Nwambundo, who listens in Ghana. Nwambundo, hello, and thank you for your request. That's a new name to the show, so I'm always happy to meet some new listeners. We appreciate your requests and dedications. I want to also say hello to Lord OG. I got an email from Virginia Van Hest Bastaki, who is from Kuwait, and she's going to be touring the U.S. In fact, she's coming to Washington next week and asked to visit the studios and say hello in person. So I said, absolutely. So I look forward to meeting Virginia here in D.C. next week. Abraham Tesfay sent a message in. Jahangir checked in from Bangladesh to let us know he's out there listening. Eric Melly tunes us in Kenya. So to all the Kenyans joining us, hello. Right now, it's the African Leaders Conference here in the United States, in Washington. And so all of the leaders from Africa are here in D.C., and with them, of course, comes the entourage. And hotels have been going crazy trying to accommodate all the demands for how many, you know, threads are in the sheets and how many bathtubs and, you know, things like that, how many butlers are available and whatnot, trying to cater to all the presidents and the premiers, kings, prime ministers, whatever, the leaders from Africa who are here. And yesterday, there was a couple of them visiting VOA, so security was very tight, and I was walking in the hall, and all of a sudden, move aside, and some world leader comes walking by. So it's kind of cool and nice to have everybody representing Africa here in Washington, and hope they can accomplish their objectives, whatever the objectives might be. I also would like to say hello to Adif Denny in Indonesia. Adif Denny wrote in to say that I'm listening and representing Indonesia. with Border Crossings today. So thank you very much for joining us on our show. Telephone lines are open, 202-619-2077. You can give us a call. We'd like to hear from you. Also, email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Tim McGraw is going to be performing on this CMA concert. I just saw it on TV. It's going to be hosted by Little Big Town. And I was amazed as I sat and thought to myself, Border Crossings has had all the biggest names in country music on. Keith Urban, we've had Tim McGraw, we've had Little Big Town, we've had Luke Bryan, we've had all the big names. Big and Rich have been on the show, and you just go through the years of what we've been to. Carrie Underwood was on the show. So, very impressive for this little one-hour program that's, what, 17, 18 years young. So here we go with another request for another country star. As I mentioned, Tim McGraw's been on the show. Christine in Nigeria wants to hear this one from Tim called Something Like That.
Hi, this is Tim McGraw, and you're listening to Larry London.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, Sailor Sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. But the memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said,
Crossings and Whitney Houston, and the anniversary of her birth is coming up this week on August 9th. She was born in 1963. She died in 2012, and that is a request from Newly. And Newly listens in Zimbabwe to Border Crossings. How Will I Know is the name of the song. Angela Bassett, who's an Oscar-winning actress, is directing a biopic on the life and career of Whitney Houston. And the film is going to be on Lifetime cable television called Into the Storm. And it deals with her career, it deals with her relationship and marriage with Bobby Brown. It deals with all the subjects that we are all familiar with about Whitney Houston. So it's going to be interesting. Angela Bassett has had an illustrious career, and she's well respected. So, you know, she adds a touch of class to this production. There are some other biopics that are either out or in the works as well. For example, the big film Get On Up, which was produced by none other than Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones. That film is out, and it's the James Brown story, starring Chadwick Boseman, who also played Jackie Robinson in 42. And Chadwick says he had to channel James Brown's dance moves. That it wasn't, it's, you know, playing Jackie Robinson was easy because, you know, he learned some baseball skills, and playing baseball is kind of, you know, you can fake it. But James Brown, you can't fake. You can't fake the moves that the Godfather of Soul had on stage. So that's a film called Get On Up. And a biopic in works right now, in discussion in works, is the one about Aaliyah, who died in 2001. And Alexandra Shipp has been signed on to star as Aaliyah. And Alexandra comes from films like Alvin and the Chipmunks and Victorious. And originally it was supposed to be Zendaya who was to be Aaliyah in the film, but Zendaya, you know, the Aaliyah's family came out and said, nobody consulted with us on this film, and we're kind of uncomfortable with this whole idea. And so as a result, Zendaya said, nah, I don't want to put myself in that situation in any controversial film role. So she stepped out. But Alexandra Shipp will take that role as Aaliyah. And that'll also be on Lifetime cable television. Thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. Up next, we have a Pet Shop Boys request, and it comes from Ike Chukwuebi. And Ike is listening to us in Africa, and he doesn't say where. He just said, Larry, it's great to hear your voice and great to hear Border Crossings. I've been listening since the days with Judy Massa, and I would like to hear the Pet Shop Boys classic, which is called Go West. So, Ike, here's your request. I hope you're enjoying Border Crossings on this fine Tuesday on The Voice of America.
Yeah. Hi, this is Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys, and you're listening to me on Border Crossings.
Yes, indeed we are. It is the Pet Shop Boys. Go west on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. And it is time now to give away the Now 51 CD and the Weird Al Mandatory Fun CD. We're giving these away all throughout August. And today, our lucky listener of the day is Benjamin Kwaku Afirfa, Afrifa in Ghana. So congratulations to Benjamin Kwaku Afrifa, who is in West Africa. He went west, and that's where he's living, west, with the Pet Shop Boys. But congratulations, Benjamin. You have just won a Now 51 CD and the Weird Al Mandatory Fun CD, courtesy of our friends in the record industry who provide us with all these great CDs to give away each and every time we do this CD giveaway. And I appreciate your support, and thanks for entering the contest and for providing us with your postal mailing address, which is critical. If you want to enter this contest, you have to give us your mailing address. Now, one of the songs on the CD Now 51 is coming up next. It's a request from Ayoka in Nigeria. Ariana Grande, Problem is the name of the song. Ariana has some problems. Had some problems since 2012 with her boyfriend, Jai Brooks, who's an Australian singer, and apparently they've just broken up. That's what Us Weekly's reporting. The two of them are off now in the on-and-off relationship. They're in the off mode. She has agreed to sing the national anthem September 4th on America's national televised broadcast of the beginning of the National Football League season in Seattle. Seattle plays Green Bay. And September 4th, Ariana Grande will get it all started with the national anthem. Here she is with her hit song called Problem on Border Crossings for Ayoka in Nigeria.
I'm not afraid to
one less problem without ya. This is Border Crossings, and I want to say hello to Samri Gurma, who just sent a message to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, requesting a Rihanna song and letting us know that Samri is listening in Ethiopia. So thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings, wherever it is you listen. This morning, I taped an interview with an iconic music figure. A lot of people are lucky to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame once, this guy twice. Once for his work with a band called The Hollies. I love the song, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. Love the song. And also Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. Love those songs. Well, Graham Nash, who also sang with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Marrakesh Express, Our House, Teach Your Children, he will be on Border Crossings in the very near future. We just taped the interview. We're going to do some editing, and you're going to enjoy this. This is a great introspective look into the life and the career of someone who's been doing this for 5 decades. And he's still doing it, and he's still doing it so well. So Graham Nash will join us on Border Crossings in the weeks ahead. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. Thanks to our engineer, Rashad, who's been pushing the buttons and keeping us out of the red. Thanks to Mary and to Vince for producing the show today. I'm Larry London. I'll catch you tomorrow right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA Music Mix Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.
Bring it on down. But you know what we need? Just a little bit of guitar.
Radio თავისუფლება. Უსმინეთ ჩვენს პროგრამებს სადავო საკითხებზე.
ეს იგი როს და ლუქსემბურგის ოცნების შრომის კოდექსი არის შესული.
სინამდვილეში ეს არის ქართული ოცნების ამომრჩეველთა საოცნებო შრომის კოდექსი.
Და გადაცემებს საკითხებზე, რომლებზეც მოქალაქეთა უმრავლესობა თანხდება.
ჩვენ საქართველოში აღვაშენოთ ევროპული ტიპის დემოკრატია.
ევროკავშირსა და ნატოში ინტეგრაცია არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული არჩევანი.
რადიო თავისუფლება. ობიექტური მაუწყებლობის